720 WGN. It is the Street Race Radio Special, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio. And excited to have on the line, when it comes to history, there is, I don't know if there's any star brighter in the NASCAR world than the three-time Cup Series champion, Daytona 500 champion, one of NASCAR's 50 greatest drivers, of course, a member of that and other halls of fame, the one and only Darrell Waltrip. DW, welcome to WGN.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure to be on with you. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty excited about that street race show getting ready to have. I think it's going to be pretty great. Well,
you think about the history, and you have been there for some of the great moments in the sport, and obviously calling all of that on Fox for all of that time, and seeing some of the great moments in the sport, seeing some of the ups and down times in the sport, and then some of the history of the sport, right, too. So talk a little bit about that, the first ever street race for NASCAR.
Yeah, I think the car that they're racing today is more acceptable, more accommodating for a track like a street course where the turns are tight, the course is tight. And so I think the car they have today, this car reminds me, Mike Joy and I went over to Australia 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, did a V8 supercar race. This car it's kind of a clone of that car. It's independent suspension, 5-speed gearbox. It's just a different car than what the guys have been accustomed to working on for all these years. So this car is a lot more adaptable to a track like Chicago or any street course, really. So I'm excited. I'm excited for a number of reasons. One of the things, I just want to see how this car is going to perform on a tight street course like this, because that could be the future of the sport. I don't know. The sport is going through some incredible changes. And it looks to me like you do a 3-year deal and you move on, 3-year deal and you move on. And so we'll see. I can't wait to see the race on Sunday.
Yeah, it's one of the things to bring that new car that's more conducive to the action, making it more possible to have good racing in a place like the streets of Chicago. But the drivers, too, we've talked quite a bit about it. Different than maybe when you were driving, there's a lot of drivers here that are they're more conducive to racing on street courses.
Well, I think a lot of drivers were not. They were never really comfortable in the cars that we had raced for 50 years. And so this car, I think if you're young and haven't been in the sport a long period of time, I think you can adjust to this car a lot easier than maybe some of the older drivers that have driven the older cars, and now they got to adjust themselves and their driving style to accommodate this new car. So I think that's why we see a lot of these younger drivers that run up front. Some of the older drivers, like Martin Truex, he doesn't struggle much, but he struggles a little. Kevin Harvick, some of those kind of guys, they don't always hit it right off. But I think as time goes by, this is only the second year with this car. I think given a little more time with this car, they'll get comfortable and they'll get it figured out, and we'll see some great racing. We've already seen some great racing. I think we're going to see even better in the future.
Yeah, some of the drivers that we've talked to, some of them, you know, try to plan. They're doing simulator work. They're trying to be as proactive as possible. Some are just saying, hey, we're going to just kind of figure it out. We'll just see where it goes. We're going to have your longtime crew chief, Jeff Hammond, on with us a little bit later in the program. So if, let's say, you guys were there trying to strategize for a race like this, what would you do? Would you be like, hey, let's just let our talent and the car kind of take over? Or would you try to do as much recon as possible?
No, I would probably want to be in a simulator and figure out, you know, you don't want to go out on a course you've never been on before. And so it would be very helpful to get on a simulator and go around the track and know where the turns are and know where you are on the racetrack. That's important. So I think the majority of the drivers, maybe all the drivers, have been in the simulator and they kind of know what they're faced with. And then that helps the driver, it helps the crew chief, it helps everybody get the car adjusted to a street course. So I think that'd be very important. If I were a driver, even today, I'd want to be in the simulator and spend some time and get accustomed and get comfortable with the track.
Outside of being the great driver on the track and broadcasting and all, you've always been one of those great ambassadors for the sport itself. Talk a little bit about this. Could you have seen, DW, when you were racing, or even just a handful of years ago, that we would be in there racing on the streets of a city like Chicago? So talk about just your thoughts, like what it means for the sport kind of moving forward, branching out, next generation of fans, all the things that can happen.
Yeah, well, you know where Santa Fe Speedway is? that's when I came to Chicago, that was where I went, Santa Fe Speedway. I run out there a number of times. been to a number of conventions up and down, you know, the lake there. Dick Vecchiswa was a friend of mine. I knew him real well.
Nice.
He had a boat over in the harbor. So, I mean, I've been to Chicago a lot. I never thought we'd race. I never really thought we'd race in the streets. I didn't see that coming. And so this is an experiment. Like I said, 2 or 3 years, see how it goes. You know, maybe it'll be a great success. Maybe it won't. If it didn't, we'll move on to somewhere else. But this car gives them so many more options than what they had with the old car. The old car could have never run on a track this tight with turns as tight as these are. So this car opens up a lot of doors, and I think they're looking and they're exploring every one of those opportunities, and who knows what's next. There may be a lot more street races in our future.
Oh, that would be awesome. Very last thing, DW, as we're heading into a big holiday weekend, 4th of July. We just talked with your former Fox working mate, Jamie Little. She's out in Lake Tahoe enjoying her vacation. You're on vacation now, so we appreciate you taking a couple minutes away. How does a DW relax on a 4th of July weekend?
Well, we're in Charleston, South Carolina. My family all come over here every year for the 4th of July, and so we come over and spend a few days with them. We just got back from Nantucket. Stevie and I love Nantucket. We're going up to, I'm going to do an SRX race up in Vermont here in a few weeks. So this has been a busy summer for me. I just like to relax. It took me a while to get accustomed to being retired, but I've kind of gotten used to that now. And so now when somebody calls, they want me to do, just like when you call, if somebody calls and wants me to do something, I say, yeah, I want to do that. Or no, I don't want to do that. And so that's kind of where I am in my life. Just kind of laid back and enjoying myself.
Well, you know, the fans are enjoying getting an opportunity to hear from you, your thoughts on this history, been a part of so much history, to give your thoughts on this history-making weekend here in Chicago. And so we'll let you get back to your regularly scheduled vacation, Darrell Waltrip, but thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Oh, glad to do it anytime. I look forward to the race on Sunday and see what happens, and we'll go from there.